This is Living the RV Dream, episode number 34 for Friday, November 24th, 2017.
I'm riding with my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers. Welcome one more time to the podcast, to another edition. I am Robert Morales, your host. And if today is your first time here, I travel with my wife aboard a travel trailer, a Winnebago Micro Mini 1706 FB. It's a small 19-foot long trailer, but we like it a lot. And it has changed our lives since we bought it about 3.5 years ago. Of course, today is Friday. Happy Friday. But it's Black Friday. Don't just spend all your money in the same place all at the same time, please. I've been looking at stuff, but you know, really, I don't really need anything. There are things that I want, and I've been looking on Amazon. But really, this year I'm going to resist the temptation. And I don't think I'm going to buy anything. By the way, I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. This year, I decided to change it up a little bit. As many of you know, I am of Cuban descent, so I decided to make it a Cuban Thanksgiving, although in Cuba there's not such a thing. But it's the same type of dinner that traditionally we would have on like a Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. So I made a pork leg, a ham, and I baked it in the oven. I roasted it. And we had rice and black beans and yuca, which is like a cassava, boiled and with what we call mojo, which is olive oil with bacon and garlic, and it was delicious. My mom came; she made flan, another traditional Cuban flan dessert, and it was great. It was a great time had by all. We had some Beaujolais Nouveau wine, which. It's not really a Thanksgiving tradition, but it's the red wine that comes out the Thursday before Thanksgiving, so 1 week before Thanksgiving, and it's a French tradition because it is the first wine of the year, grapes harvested in 2017, and they ferment them for a couple of weeks or so, and then they make this very, very young wine, and it's called the Beaujolais Nouveau. It's not a great wine, it tastes like grape juice, but I've made it a tradition in my household to get one of those and enjoy it with the family. That being said, I am in the early planning stages of a trip out west after the Tampa RV Super Show. I think I'm going to make a, I don't know, you guys give me your opinion, because this might be like a crazy thing, but I'm going to make a beeline for Quartzsite and spend the last weekend of Quartzsite, the big rally over there. I'm thinking if I drive like 6 to 8 hours for 4 days, I can make it there by Thursday or something like that. And I don't know if you guys have been to Quartzsite and you know what it's like. I've never been. Is it worth it just to go for the last few days, or would you like rather wait until next year and have the full experience? Because I know the RTR is taking place at the beginning of Quartzsite, which is also coincides with the Tampa RV Super Show. And I'd rather go to the Tampa RV Super Show this year. I'm getting the press credentials, and I'm hoping to give you guys an even more thorough coverage than I did last year. Last year, of course, I concentrated on what interested me, which was a B+ and mostly B+ vans. I'm still on that conundrum whether we're going to be able to downsize enough and whether we're going to be comfortable in a Class B. Which takes me to an interview that I'm going to do in a couple of weeks with a couple who lives in a Class B full-timing. So that's going to be interesting. More details when the moment comes. So, yeah, I'm in those early stages of planning this trip. Of course, Quartzsite will be the westernmost point of my trip. I would love to continue to Slab City and, Joshua Tree and all that. But now I'm going to go start coming back east through Phoenix, and my mom might join me in Phoenix. I'm going to do a part of the trip together. And I'm thinking Phoenix, Sedona, Flagstaff. Maybe we'll even go up to the Grand Canyon, because she's never been to the South Rim. And in my opinion, the South Rim is the best, is the most expansive view you can have of the Grand Canyon. I mean, it's There's only one first time, and that first time that you stand on Mother Point at the South Rim is like, it's awe-inspiring. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You can come back, and it's still going to be awe-inspiring, but that first time is like, you cannot believe your eyes. And pictures or video, you don't even try. They cannot do justice to the actual 3D experience, you know, to see the depth of the Grand Canyon. It's incredible. But anyways, I digress. I love this area of the United States. As you probably know, you've seen my video of the Four Corners, which is now also available on Amazon as the American Wild West. But from there, I'm thinking of going east, and I've never really explored New Mexico. And it turns out that the first Saturday of every month, they open up the very large array. You know, you've seen in movies like the movie Contact, you know, that they have all these dishes, you know, parabolic antennas. It's probably one of the largest radio telescopes in the world. And what they do, they merge the signals of all these antennas, and they listen for ET, I guess, you know, in outer space. And the first Saturday of every month, they have a tour, and it kind of coincides with the time when I'm going to be there. Then, of course, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Santa Fe. You know, I'm still in the early stages, but I'm giving you more or less the route that I was hoping to take. I'm from Albuquerque to Amarillo, Texas. I'm thinking of taking Route 66, you know, that section of Route 66 that I haven't seen yet. And then in Amarillo, just head south to Texas, and eventually end up by Austin and San Antonio. So that's the plan anyways. That might change. And if you guys have any opinion about the Quartzsite Show, please let me know, robert@travelingrobert.com, or if you go to travelingrobert.com, you can also send me a voicemail. You guys haven't done that in a while. Only I got one in the previous episode, but that was about it. Or you can go to my YouTube channel and also comment. Give me your feedback. I'm actually changing subjects. I'm very, very behind in my YouTube videos. I'm still editing the stuff from mid-October, which was a lot. It was an intense road trip, Every day, pretty much every 2 days, can make a half an hour video. So I'm going to be spreading those out. And it takes a while to edit that stuff, as you all well know. It is at least an hour per minute you see on screen. But I love the process of doing it. And to see the end result, it's always a good experience. And this weekend, this Sunday, I'm going to publish the video about Red Top Mountain State Park in Georgia. And that was a very pleasant surprise, Red Top Mountain. I found it almost by chance. I had seen Lake Alatoona from I-75, but I didn't know that this state park was there. And I did some very nice hikes. It's one of those videos that is going to be more about the eye candy of the location than actually anything else. And then the weekend after that, I'm going to show you Alana and Helen, and it was not what I expected, but more about that later. Also, I'm in the final stages of installing the WeBoost, you know, the cellular signal amplifier in my travel trailer, and maybe this weekend I'll go test it out. By the way, I'm changing the schedule of the podcast, as you may have noticed. It used to be on Fridays at 6 a.m. I would release it. Now what I'm doing, I'm going to record it on Fridays in the morning, like I did last week. And right now it's about 10:20 a.m. as I record this. You'll probably hear it by noon. And that's going to be the new schedule for the Living the RV Dream podcast. I'm going to start releasing it on Fridays at around noon. And that's it. That's all I have to say about that. And I came across this article, by the way. I've been a subscriber to the Trailer Life magazine and Motorhome magazine for a while, but I forget to read them for some reason. It's weird. But I decided to start reading and, you know, take advantage of my subscription. And I came across this road trip that they talk about. And it's one of those road trips that I missed when I was in the Wild West. I keep referencing that video, but that was the final nail in the coffin. But anyways, after that trip is when I decided that I had to buy an RV finally for ourselves. And just 2 months after that trip, we bought Minitini the trailer. That trip in which we rented a Class C. But I'm digressing here. We were at Bryce Canyon National Park, of course. Beautiful place. It's one of those places that looks like it belongs in Mars and not on Earth, because it's such a different type of landscape with the hoodoos and all that. And we didn't get a chance to explore like 10% of Bryce, but we were there long enough to be in awe and to want to come back someday and do all the hikes. But then from Bryce, we continued east towards Capitol Reef State Park. And when we did it, I just went, there was a crossroads, and there were three roads that I could have taken. One that took me north to I-70, then the Scenic Byway 12, which I didn't know it was a scenic byway at the moment. And then there was this other road called, I forgot the name. Maybe I should look it up. Let me pause recording here 1 second. Okay, I found it. There was a right to 12. Then there was a left, which was also 12, but it would take us through I-70, I believe. And then there was Johns Valley Road. And I said, this looks pretty secluded road. Let's take Johns Valley Road, which it wasn't bad. It was an interesting trip. But apparently a scenic route 12 is a much more scenic drive than what I took. And Scenic Byway 12, as it is called, and it's an All-American Road designated, you know, by the All-American Road. It begins at Highway 89, just, you know, west of Bryce Canyon. If you're coming through through 89, which also goes to Zion, and you make a right. If you're going north, or you make a left. If you're going south, you go east into Bryce Canyon. And that's the beginning the Scenic Route 12. There's so much to see on this route. Of course, you ought to visit Bryce Canyon National Park. But before Bryce Canyon, there's this hike that you can do, which is Red Canyon, which apparently is very, very nice. And there's the Kodachrome Basin State Park also, which is to the right. And the Grand Stairs-Escalante National Monument, and there's this article, and I'm gonna see if I can put a link to this article here in Trailer Life magazine, because it's fantastic. Of course, Scenic Byway will end in a town called Torrey, and then you're gonna take State Route 12 to the east into Capitol Reef National Park, and it's one of these national parks that you can see from the road. You don't really have to get off, but there are some unpaved roads and some hikes that you can do in Capitol Reef that are also fantastic. I wanted to do the hike to the Cassidy Arch, which is one of those arches that you can stand on top of the arch and take the picture and all that, but. As you probably know by now, that was especially before 4 months ago when I decided to do video full time and the podcast full time. You know, time was very limited to quick vacations, and that was a very, very rushed trip. Besides, the RV was expensive, so we didn't want to have it for so many days. We had to return to Denver like in 2 days, and yeah, we just drove through Capitol Reef, but that was enough to instill in us that longing to go back to that area, and I hope to go back soon. Today is going to be, of course, a little short episode because we're still in the aftermath here of Thanksgiving. In fact, you probably know what I had for breakfast, right? Leftover Thanksgiving, and that's probably what I'm going to have for lunch and for dinner, because there was a lot of leftover food. Okay, another article that I came across in that same issue of Trailer Life was an article called Little Towns on the Prairie. And you know that the novel, the Little Town on the Prairie novels by Laura Ingalls Wilder. And I never read it, and I never saw the TV show. But I've always liked those rural towns of America, you know, that that area, and I've never been to Minnesota or Wisconsin or you know, those areas. So guess what? I read the article, and the article goes through the trail, through all the historical sites mentioned in the Little House on the Prairie novel series. And that's another road trip that I'm planning as part of my 48 before I turn 48 plan. And one of those is, I don't know, maybe next spring do the, or next, I don't know, at some point. I'm running out of time, but at some point do the Dakotas, Minnesota. I saw a couple of videos about Minneapolis, Minnesota, a couple of days, and that city looks very, very nice. I won't go in the winter though, and then of course Wisconsin, and I'm looking forward to eating all that cheese and all that. And then I'm thinking of going into the UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and then come down through Michigan, because I haven't visited Michigan either. Another place that I might do as part of that section of the trip, and this is a place that is very interesting, especially because I've been so many times to Key West, which is here in my backyard, and I've taken so many pictures with that southernmost point concrete buoy looking marker that they have there. Well, there's one at the northernmost point of the contiguous United States. You know, it was a town that is part of the United States, actually, by mistake, by a cartography mistake. It's called Engel Inlet. And the other way to go there is actually through Canada. And it's at the northernmost point in Minnesota. If you go to Minnesota and you see north, there's like a little piece of Minnesota that goes north of the 49th parallel, which was by treaty, you know, the border between Canada and the United States. And I was actually watching a video of the most inaccessible places in the United States, and this was one of them, and it was because of an error in the map that they decided to make this part of the lake part of the United States. The lake is called Lake of the Woods. And the town is called, what was it? Engel Inlet in Minnesota. Zip code 56711. And there's another place near Vancouver that has the same issue. But in this case, it's Point Roberts. And it's a peninsula that comes down from Canada and it crosses the 49th parallel. And there's the very tip of the peninsula is actually part of the United States. And that's another one of those places in the United States, besides Alaska, that you have to go through Canada to be able to visit as part of the lower 48, which is very interesting. At some point, I am going to make the trek to Alaska, of course. But for that, I might need a better tow vehicle, or by then I'll probably have my B plus class C that I'm dreaming about in the future. Anyways, that's all for today. I'm sorry it's a little bit of a short podcast, but I just wanted to keep you posted. I wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and I want to express to you how actually thankful I am for everything I have. First of all, I'm thankful for my health, because without health, everything else is kind of impossible. And then I'm thankful for my family, which is supporting this crazy idea of mine of making a living, making travel videos. And third, I'm thankful for all of you who actually choose to put me in your ear with the podcast, or to watch my videos every couple of days. And that's one of the most rewarding experiences, humbling, rewarding experiences that I could have. I always hoped to do something that people liked and enjoyed, but this was far out there, and it's a dream come true, really. And of course, none of this would be possible if I was living somewhere else. So being able to living in the United States and be welcome in this country many years ago, it's also one of the luckiest things that has ever happened in my life. And I'm also very grateful for that. Very grateful to live here. It's not perfect, but it's still a place where you can accomplish whatever you put your mind to. If to quote the great McFly in the movie Back to the Future. If you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. With that, I'm going to say goodbye for today. Of course, I would really appreciate it if you leave me a positive review on iTunes. That way it helps other people find the podcast. And I promise I'm going to start doing more interviews and give you a little more maybe of how-tos and, you know, safety tips and stuff like that in the future episodes. I know I've been neglecting the podcast a little bit, but I really enjoy doing this, and especially when I get feedback from you guys. So please do that as well. Send me an email or comment on the show notes for this episode. We are going to reside at travelingrobert.com/podcast/0034. That will be the blog post related to the podcast. As always, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road.
Break it down.
Riding in my RV, whatever I want to be. Oh, 'cause I'm free in my RV, yeah. Riding in my RV, whatever I want to be. 'Cause I'm free.
Riding
in my RV,
my RV,
wherever I want to be, yeah, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Riding
from Florida to Tennessee,
my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV, yeah. Riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.